This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Doing something different tonight because this is also streaming simulcasting on Facebook just to see how this works out. I don't have my background behind me, so you get to see my messy couch and the ring light and everything else, but this is going to be something we're going to start to do. There's a website called Conservative Commando with a guy named Rick Trader, who I've known for quite some time, and he wants to put a radio show on television. I know. Anyway, right now the left is showing an amazing degree of having no grasp of history. And we see this renewed fetish about tearing down statues. It doesn't matter what the view was. If it was problematic, of course, they got to go. But the founding fathers, you know, they were slave owners. They were white guys. They got to go. That's a double whammy. And this is an arbitrary code. They're trying to tell you what is allowed and what is not allowed. And if you'll accept what they think is allowed and should not be allowed, well, then guess what? They've won. And all of this is grounded in a hatred of this country, of the freedom that you have, of the ability to have, you know, free speech, that kind of stuff. These are the woke Looney Tunes who won't even let the Looney Tunes be armed. But to do that effectively, you got to strip it. You got to strip this country of the cultural identity, or at least try to do it. Which brings us to New York City. Now, Edward I did that to crush the people of Wales in his campaigns around the British Isles. The Japanese did that to the Koreans when they annexed the peninsula in 1910. So this isn't new. In a lot of ways, I think Abraham Lincoln was the greatest president we ever had, because he's the only president we ever had that had to oversee and stop a civil war. And he saved the country. Period. He guided it through our most destructive and violent crisis. And he got the 13th Amendment passed. And he navigated through all of that stuff. And that was no easy task. The American Civil War, which was, you know, all of the causes and everything, that was all nuanced. It's not one of my favorite parts of American history. I'm from the South, but I'm not pro-Confederacy in any way. But some of the greatest generals that have ever served in uniform ever came from the South. Switching cameras here. You like that? I'm switching cameras. So, you can't just erase the Civil War era and the people that fought in the Civil War. So, I don't like this movement removing, tearing down of statues. This is what Islamists do. This is what the Taliban does. They find things from history and they blow them up. Same thing goes with renaming military bases. But our nation's history, this is a part the left really, really hates. And if we give them an inch, they'll expect more. They'll expect to be able to get miles. And like the attacks on Thomas Jefferson, and this is not new. He owned slaves. He was evil in the eyes of the left, some of whom think America invented slavery. Slavery still happens today. He was the main writer of the Declaration of Independence. He was a founding father and a former president. And, of course, as all of those things, he deserves statues, monuments, and establishments. Right now in New York City, City Council of New York is trying to remove the statue of Jefferson at City Hall because he was a slave owner. But if this is the case, now bear with me here, if this was the case, then New York City has got to be destroyed. All of it. All of New York City. Everything that's in New York City. Everything that's in the city limits of New York City has to be destroyed. Even my beloved B&H. Because the city is named after King James II, who was the Duke of York when England captured what was called New Amsterdam from the Dutch in 1664. His brother, King Charles II, renamed it New York. Why does this matter? Well, both Charles and James were key players in their future, in the future enterprise called the Royal African Company, which shipped slaves over here to the Americas. We get this from some book. I don't remember where it was from, but in 1619, some 20 Africans arrived at Jamestown, Virginia, where they were purchased from Dutch privateers to aid in the English colony's lucrative, labor-intensive cultivation of tobacco. As profits piled up and slavery spread through the American colonies, the British crown decided to exert control over the slave trade to the colonies and the wealth it generated. According to the Navigation Act of 1660, only English-owned ships could enter colonial ports. That same year, King Charles II granted a charter to the Company of Royal Adventurers trading to Africa. And led by his younger brother James, the Duke of York, later King James II, this group had a monopoly on British trade with West Africa, including gold, silver, and slaves. People were a commodity to the namesakes of New York. Thanks to England's war with the Netherlands, the original company collapsed under mounting debts in 1667, reemerging in 1672 with a new royal charter and a new name, the Royal African Company, the RAC. So by these rules, New York City has to be turned into a glass bowl. Yeah. And it must be burned to the ground. And there's also the Christopher Columbus statue, Columbus Circle, and probably a whole host of areas in the city. They're named after all kinds of problematic people. You know, well, they're problematic in the eyes of the progressives, not to normal people. Normal people went to school and learned that Christopher Columbus was, you know, what he was. We've had dark times in history, all under Democrats, of course, but, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he forced hundreds of thousands of Americans into concentration camps based on their race. We're going to cancel him? What about Robert Byrd, the late Senator Robert Byrd? He was a former member of the KKK. Are they going to erase his statues in West Virginia? And this is not just about the Confederates. This is about our history. And the left's rules having a destructive nature is no accident. So it's up to us to hold the line. Really, to hold the line. And in the meantime, I guess I'm going to wait for the destruction of New York City, named after a notorious slave trader. If Jefferson goes down, so does the whole city. That's the rule, right? I'm just reading from the Alinsky book. You, this is the stupid game you want to play. Sorry for hitting the microphone. Stupid game you want to play. Okay, cool. Play it. But I'm going to play it, too. I'm going to play it too. And, you know, the problem is that when you're doing something based upon political correctness, or in this case, this is just trying to this is cancel culture, as they would call it in the interwebs. When you're trying to do something based upon cancel culture, then you got a distinct problem simply because eventually that all boomerangs back at you. Whatever you start, it's going to come back your way. Whatever you start, it's going to come your way. It's a very plain idea. And those who don't believe that, well, you know, that just shows the stupidity. But when it comes to everything with stupidity, like the left and the Antifa and all the other stuff, all the wokeness, I put up a meme on Facebook the other day that I think is quite apt in this case. If stupidity was an airplane, then this current thing right now would be a jet. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live. This is Lock and Load. With one exception, whenever the Supreme Court messes up, they cause supreme problems when they try to go past their bounds. As they have seemed to have done regularly since Trump's election. Maybe it's because for the first time ever, there was a president out there that, for example, Obamacare. And this is more of a congressional thing, but 8 times, I think it was during the Obama administration, after they passed Obamacare, which I don't remember what year that was, but after they passed Obamacare, when the Republicans took control of the House and then the Senate, eight times they voted to repeal it, and eight times it got vetoed by Obama. And my presumption is now, knowing what I know now, that they did it because they knew that it would get vetoed. And then when Trump gets in there, and he's going to sign whatever goes in front of him. Another thing, constitutional carry, or whatever you want to call it, carry across the United States, trying to putting a bill out there where you can carry a gun, for example. He's also indicated he would sign that, too. Of course, they've never voted to stick it out there. A lot of that had to do with Paul Ryan. Of course, he's gone. Now, they overstepped their bounds when they decided that although Obama illegally instituted his DACA program, that President Trump, instead of doing it the same way, you know, Obama just sort of stuck it out there and said, there it is, it's going to happen, here we go. Instead of him saying, well, that's it, that's all of it, we're done. He has to jump through a series of arbitrary administrative hoops to walk it back. But there is a way to end this unconstitutional power grab, which is going on with the court. If you go back to 1857, with one exception, the court's major public policy decisions have been constitutionally invalid. And they have had disastrous outcomes, like the Dred Scott decision denied black Americans citizenship. Plessy versus Ferguson enshrined segregation. Korematsu versus the United States erased the rights of Americans of Japanese descent. And Roe versus Wade created an imaginary constitutional right to abortion that created a 47-year-long schism that perverts every presidential election to date. That has killed more black people, by the way, than anything else. Tens of millions of them. So, each time, whenever they go into an area to, you know, that are to preserve the rights of the states and Congress, making up rights as it went along, that was the outcome. So only once did they improperly insert themselves into a public policy issue and get away with it. And that was the 1954 Brown versus the Board of Education. A morally but not legally correct decision. And its virtue lay in how focused America's attention was on the really bad racial hatred emanating from what many Americans then considered a backwater region. If you look at footage from the time where you see young black Americans, male and female, having to go to school under armed guard while running a gauntlet of screaming white citizens, shocked the nation's conscience, and this was the impetus to the civil rights movement. So, feeling quite full of themselves after their moral success and their practical effectiveness in Brown, they have been on a roll since then. Leftists are activists by trade. I mean, that's just what they do. But even a, and this is the thing I think we sometimes forget this about politicians and anybody that works in government. Government is a seductress. Government beckons with power. And even a conservative cannot resist that, what has to be just, I mean, the headiest power of being an unelected life term legislator. Now, the executive branch does have recourse against an out-of-control judiciary. Coming from David Horowitz, we get this. He wrote, so Trump should defy the court, right? No, the courts are defying the law, the Constitution, and 130 years of their own settled case law that illegal aliens have no standing to sue for a right to remain in the country against the will of the political branches of the government. It is they who are defying the law. Moreover, as Hamilton noted in Federalist No. 78, the courts must ultimately depend upon the aid of the executive arm for the efficacy of their judgments. So thus, Trump declining to actively use his powers to violate immigration laws duly passed by Congress is not defying the courts. It's following the law that is being defied by the judiciary. Now, the Supreme Court might protect or may protect an individual's rights, because even if it errs, you would prefer to err on the side of the individual against the government, right? The DACA decision is different, Horowitz writes. In this case, the court is jumping two steps by demanding Trump not only refrain from deporting illegal aliens, but affirmatively using the tools of government to grant resident documents to people whom our law explicitly prohibits from having them. So, this effect is profound, and it's really unconstitutional. He writes, the court has no power to demand the executive branch to take action contrary to law, and certainly no way to enforce it. Same way a court can set aside a policy or law it feels it is constitutional or unconstitutional for its purposes of ruling in a single case. The executive branch has the same obligation to set aside capricious court rulings when they violate the Constitution and intersect with its more robust powers. So, he has established here that the court is acting unconstitutionally. So, that's great and everything, but most of the time you're like, so what should we do, right? And here's where it comes in. He writes, it's not like the court's created a fundamental right for illegal aliens to obtain Obama's amnesty, at least not yet. They created a convoluted argument that Trump has to issue a more robust decision-making process with justification for the policy that passes muster with the courts. So Trump should go back and issue the ruling again, but this time publicly draw a line in the sand and call his shot. And he should have Attorney General Barr cite chapter and verse of the statute and the Constitution and pledge to uphold the law no matter what and state that he will not even send down DOJ lawyers to court to indulge this nonsense. Presidents of both parties regularly assert separation of powers when they're ignoring congressional subpoenas. The courts are certainly no more powerful than Congress. And the same tactic should have been used with the census. The census is not written by the judiciary, it's written by the Department of Commerce. The administration has every right to place a citizenship question on the form, and even Roberts, in his insane opinion from last year, agreed that it would be following the law. If you don't want to fill out, and you're subject to federal prosecution, then the courts could always decline to convict them. That's how separation of powers works. So the president has a choice. And right now what he could do is he could rein them in. And, if he does do this, and he should do this, they will have squandered the goodwill from Brown, and they do need to be pulled back a little bit. Here we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order extending foreign worker restrictions through the end of the year. The new order extends restrictions originally enacted in April due to the coronavirus pandemic and expands on the previous directive, which blocks most people from receiving a permanent residency visa or green card. The new order also prohibits visas for most guest workers who come to the United States for temporary or seasonal work, but exempts farmers, among others. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is calling on Fulton County's district attorney to recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case.
It's time we put pressure on this district attorney to step aside in this case and let the investigation happen with an independent DA.
Collins speaking there on Fox News, accusing DA Paul Howard of filing the charges based on politics and asking for the attorney general down in Georgia to appoint a special prosecutor.
This is USA Radio News. The latest numbers on existing home sales are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Sales of existing homes across the nation continuing to plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reporting a drop of 9.7% in the month of May, but experts say that may be the low point now. Tight supply kept the pressure on home prices. The median price of a home sold in May was $284,600.
The FBI is investigating a noose found in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage over the weekend. Jay Towne, a former judge advocate in the U.S. Marine Corps, picked by President Trump in 2017 to serve as U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, said on Monday that investigators from the Justice Department and the Bureau are looking into the incident, which happened Sunday at Talladega Super Speedway in Lincoln, Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
To have that kind of a bump. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. You know what? If you were to look at what I do and everything, this is what my profile would look like. It would say that I'm not a good person. It's not just a truth that I'm comfortable with. It's a truth that I cling to. And I never forget about it. I avoid being good, even if people think badly of me. For being bad, I guess. I think only about myself almost all the time. I rarely do things for others, and if I do, there's something in it for me, right? I'm quick to judge others and scornful when I judge them. I don't care much for the suffering of others, and when I can help with charity, I don't. Because I don't really care. This would be the profile of me if you were to listen to certain people. And probably you, too. Now, that's not me. I'm not a bad person. I have my sins. I have the capacity and capability for great violence, but I don't do it. I don't steal. I have a conscience. But before he died, and I didn't know who he was, I didn't care about George Floyd. I don't know if I, you know, in the same case that I don't, in the same way I don't care about George Zimmerman, who's still alive, I probably wouldn't care about George Floyd if he was still alive, even with all the stuff he's gone through. I never met him. And he meant nothing to me, and his death has changed nothing about my life, except now I have to definitely carry the Antifa welcome wagon bag everywhere I go. I didn't know him, so I had no concern for his life. But here's my position on this. I'm going to presume this, too, because whenever the left is projecting all that stuff to me, what they're actually saying is, this is how I am. I'm going to say the people that are protesting his death, they don't care about him either. Because they never met him either. They don't know anything about him. Now, they, like me, are also human beings. We have the same motivations. Their only concern beyond mine is that his death supports their political narrative, and that's precisely why I don't go to protests. When you start caring about somebody because they support your political worldview, you're not going to admit that to yourself, because now what you're doing is you're virtue signaling, so I must be good because I'm trying to do this. This was bad what happened. I'm trying to do this. No, I don't know him. I'm trying to do... Anyway. The reason they don't admit it to themselves, because it would be shameful, that they use a man when it only concerns you in death to push an agenda. It's much nicer to tell yourself that you're protesting because you care about George Floyd. Better be caring than callous and opportunistic. And this leads you to consider yourself to be good and caring. And this belief that these people nurture within themselves has terrible consequences. Because if you're good, which they're trying to tell themselves that they are, you then begin to reason that your political opponents are evil. And this tends to hold true of most people on the political left, and some on the right who are too deep in their echo chamber. Now, I'm conservative. I'm so conservative that, I gave my entire good years of my youth to this country to defend the Constitution, to defend you, whether you're male or female, black or white, plaid, conservative or leftist. I gave it all at the time to you for free. So I'm conservative. I don't think leftists are evil, or at least I used not to. I do think they see the whole world exactly opposite of how it actually is, though. And to themselves, they are well-meaning. But what actually happens, and this is the problem, they're actually absolutely blind, and everything they touch, they ruin. And yet, when you look at the natural problem here is to limit the power the government can have. And then that way, whether it's leftist or conservative, nobody can run roughshod over the citizenry of the United States, right? And, but... This makes us a free society where you get, and really what government is supposed to do is they're supposed to set things up for us, protect the borders and everything else, make provisions for the national defense, and regulate interstate commerce to where the big states don't beat up on the little states. And then they're supposed to get out of your way. You're supposed to be able to live your life unmolested by the government. But... because I don't insinuate myself on what that person down there is doing and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that. Hey, you're a racist. You just didn't know it. Hey, because I'm not doing this, apparently I don't care about them. But if you believe yourself to be good and your opponents to be evil people and you think they're seeking to do evil things, the natural political solution is to use political power to destroy your opponents and then legislate what you think is good. Because after all, you're good. So all you're going to do is for the good. And what you get is a government that is all powerful, it's always messing up, and it's always oppressive. Sort of like what's going on right now. See, part of the thing that was supposed to come out of... with the death of George Floyd, the control over the people that were locked away and hidden from COVID-19, they're out in the street now. They're trying to return that. They got to get back to the semblance of control because we gave up control of ourselves to the government over COVID-19. And they're trying to say that the reason that we're having these spikes in infection is not because people are getting out and, shoulder to shoulder in the streets protesting no justice, no peace. It's because we opened up and started doing business again. Never mind that, all the grocery stores that were open and the Lowe's stores and everything else. And never mind that, Those were always packed because those were the only two places we could go. People who see themselves as this kind of good, they tend to be on the left. And they want to represent the side that is brings care and generosity. And they look at us as the kind that don't care, except actually we do care. We care for the individual. We care for making sure that all people have equality. And they're the ones that are actually bad and non-caring, you know. And we get to be called, all kinds of things. White supremacists, Nazis, you know, we've got all kinds of new phrases. Person of color, the 1%, the racist, counter-revolutionary. All words meant to sort of knock you off the stroke. They are the ones that have the disregard for the individual. So that's why I don't go to protests and I don't sign petitions and get on charity fundraising trips or virtue signal outrage on social media. I don't want it to go to my head. I do call it like I see it. And for those of you that don't like that, well, you don't have to. But we're all sinners. Nobody's all good. Nobody's all bad. And the world isn't this quixotic bottle where you have oppressors and oppressed. But all of those that are claiming to be good, you guys are the ones ruining your areas, your cities, your cultures. Some of us that didn't really care about this, if you get us involved in this, that will be bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Those of you that are on Facebook, if you like this, and if you want me to continue to do this, how about let me know on my page if you liked this stream and everything. We're going to be doing this once a week. I don't know if we're going to do it in the auspice of actually doing it live. But I can if you like it. I mean, I do things like, you know, camera one, camera two, camera one, you know, that kind of thing. So I just got a few other things I got to do with the background and everything else. Once that's all done, hey, we're, you know, if you like this, let me know. The establishment of the United States is revolting. It is the only thing that you can put on ice, and it still stinks to high heaven. Because right now, the people that think that they are our betters, they're struggling to hold on to the power that we normal people dared to take away from them on 2016. Now, one component of their campaign is the burning and looting information operation that's going on right now, which is being conducted by their black-clad soy boy white kids that they call themselves Antifa. The other component is the soft-power corporate-slash-media-slash-cultural conspiracy, which is designed to silence dissent. And they want to intimidate you into conformity of their narrative. And usually a revolution is conducted by the peasants to throw off a tyrannical ruling class. Now what we have is the ruling class wants to wage a political and cultural war to retake and then tighten their grip on you and me and what makes up the masses. They're no longer, they're not even trying to pretend to seek the consent of the governed. That's gone. How quaint was that? And once they retake power, that's it. They're never going to give it up again. So this is about casting off the tyranny of you having rights and interests that get in the way of the best and the brightest doing whatever the hell they want. And a key component of this cynical plot is systematically denying you the protection of the norms and the laws while subjecting you to them when it benefits them. Remember, free speech, wasn't that fun while it lasted? Still exists to the extent that you may speak freely as long as your free speech conforms to the establishment narrative. You feel like you can say whatever you want, whenever you want, without any sort of restraint right now? Feel that way? Do you experience a twinge of fear of the consequences if you get online and state that, no, you don't support the Marxist goals of Black Lives Matter? That's the way it is, then their plan is working. You're supposed to be afraid and intimidated, and while all of this endless list of people get canceled and abused and fired from jobs because they refuse to kowtow to the mob that serves to outrage us, they also teach us that there is a fearsome price to be paid for failing to go along and cheer the emperor's new duds. You know, the big lie is that the Trump is the great destroyer of norms. What about the norm of free speech? Not the First Amendment. That's a constitutional guarantee, right? It's a codification of what you were born with. But it's the norm, the general consensus that people will not be punished for their views, even outside the law. That's dead and not at the hand of the Donald. Maybe you could appeal to those neutral truth tellers of the media. You know, those brave firefighters that make sure you, the little guy, gets a fair shake. Now, what we have now is a garbage media that's dedicated to reinforcing the status quo. Instead of comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comfortable, it afflicts the afflicted and sucks up to the comfortable. Maybe academia would stand up for truth, huh? Or maybe you just took an enormous bong hit thinking that. And then there's the objective people of science who tell us the truth because science is important and science is scientific and they surely would never get involved in politics except that they lie about global warming, they lie about masks, and they give a free pass to woke protests while scolding these gnarly and probably racist Ozark proles about how their pool party will become an orgy of death. Never mind that a month on, there's still no pile of pangolin flu corpses to point at this particular point, with all of the outbreaks that we keep hearing about. At least the military remains above the fray, right? Wrong. In an era where the Navy can't keep from running into other boats and turban bandidos continue to roam freely through the Hindu Kush after two decades, we see the chairman of the Joint Chiefs appear on a video to apologize for appearing in public with the guy that we elected to be his commander-in-chief. The military cannot be political. The guys who can't win a war tell us as they become super political. The Chi-Coms, who have a serious military unlike our shamefully frivolous one, would be wise to time their inevitable devastating sneak attack for when our armed forces are on the three-day diversity training stand-down. If we only had a recent track record of victory to match its track record of wokeness of this moment. How about the police? We're seeing some signs of pushback from them, like in Atlanta, but they won't even protect their station house from the woke mobs. Are they going to protect your house? And don't think some are not eager to join in the petty oppression. How many cops obediently hassled mommies for letting their kids play outside during the pandemic panic? And as far as constitutional guarantees are concerned, the one that I champion the most, the one this show is about, the second, you can have the guarantees all day long, and they don't mean a thing unless they're enforced by the courts. Do you see the courts enforcing your rights? Do you look at Justice Johnson, Roberts and his antics? Sure. DACA is one. Preferred president creating a law via decree that overrides an actual law. You know, one of those I'm just a bill laws, but it can't be undone by a subsequent non-preferred president. Right. Remember your right to worship? You might think that a right to practice your religion means some bureaucrat can't ban church while clapping like a trained seal as thousands of woke protesters mix and mingle. But according to Souter 2, the First Amendment doesn't make your silly Jesus hootenanny special. Even though it actually does. And why your church can be treated just like a movie theater or bowling alley, that is much worse than, say, a massive political donor, Walmart. What are the chances that the Supreme Court, led by Chief Justice Grown in office, would again construe the Second Amendment's admonition that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed to mean the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? It's pretty plain. We should actually be glad they have not taken up a gun case in a decade, given the way things go there. And let's forget about equal justice under criminal law. It's dual justice. If you got Polonia pantsuit, I mean Hillary Clinton, if she can commit a crime that would get you out locked up, but she gets a pass, McKay, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, rest of them lie under oath and they walk free, like while Mike Flynn commits no crime and has to fight the power to even get a dismissal of a plea obtained by the rankest prosecutorial misconduct. Rioters and criminals get released with a wave and a smile. Cops get threatened with death row for fighting back when a career criminal tries to taser them. This is all just a lie and a scam. And this is all part and parcel of a strategy to strip you and me of any kind of refuge or recourse from abuse. Can't look to the marketplace of ideas to make our case because our case has been declared verboten. All the institutions out there are arrayed against the U.S. And you know, they're the ones out there claiming systemic racism while they have control of most of it. They have control of most of it. We have the Senate, we got the presidency. Everything else, they got. The rule of law means nothing because it won't be enforced neutrally. So why should we consider ourselves bound by the social contract the establishment has been using like Charmin? They have this pursuit of power that we took from them in 2016. And we've made progress despite all of this. We got some good judges. We haven't been in any more wars, trade realism with China. And all of this is intolerable to the leftist establishment. The biggest problem, though, is they think that they can take us, and we have to decide whether we're going to let that happen. What do you think? Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.